In my 15-plus years as a parent, I've long maintained that sharing life lessons and advice and molding and shaping your kids is best done tapas style rather than buffet style. Small bites served often are more effective than loading up your kids in one meal with an overloaded plate of guidelines they can't digest. One thing I've drilled into our kids' heads is a mantra that President Obama said often to his team during his 2008 campaign and also brought with him to the White House. Don't do stupid stuff. Simple, powerful, easy to understand. Apparently, our 15-year-old son has assimilated that motto, as I learned during an exchange with him one Sunday afternoon recently. I was relaxing by the pool at Peak Sports Club and texted him to see if he had any plans for the evening. He asked if he could go to a party in Rockton, and I hit him back with the typical dad questions. Whose house? What friends are you going with? How are you getting there? He came right back with the answers. Impressive, I thought. So I followed up with, will the parents be there? Of course, he replied. So far, so good. Then I went in for the big question. What's my motto? And back he came with, don't do stupid stuff. Wow, nice work. Then, feeling really confident, I went for the bonus round. I asked him, and if you ever do something dumb, who's the first person you call? You, he replied. Alex for the win. Parenting is an ongoing challenge filled with moments of sheer terror, chaos, uncertainty, and the ongoing feeling that with every interaction, there's the potential to steer your child to the on-ramp of doom. And that's if things are going well. So getting verification from time to time that you might actually be shaping a well-rounded human is nice. I'm Wester Worry. I try not to do stupid stuff, and that's my perspective.